with my nose in it since the whole thing began.
A 40-year-old man so concerned about your rights, he fought for you to buy beer on Sundays. God bless him.
First step to solving any problem is recognizing there is one.
Taking your calls from a 404 number, it's The Sully Show, live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Talk Radio 640 WGST. It's a great day in the radio industry and a great day here. And our weekly segment, a little after 1 o'clock every Friday, we chat with Rick Limpert, a national sports and news contributor to Yahoo. Writes a daily column for covering technology for Examiner.com. On Twitter, you can follow him. Rick Roswell is his handle. Joining us from an undisclosed Starbucks location in the Metro Atlanta area. Rick, how are you, and happy Friday.
I'm doing great. So, yeah, it has to be undisclosed because if people knew where I was, I wouldn't be able to get any work done.
Exactly. I mean, you're adoring fan base. They would want to be talking to you about your new book, The Fam Trip Field Guide, available in the Kindle store on Amazon.com and in paperback at thebookpatch.com. Again, that's called The Fam Trip Field Guide, the new book from Rick Limpert. Rick, we have a lot to get to today, and you're going to be focusing on Windows, the Windows Build Conference taking place last week in San Francisco. What are some of the things that we learned?
Well, Build took place last week, and then the Ignite Conference in Chicago took place this week, so all the IT experts, Windows experts were at those two shows. And basically we learned that Windows 10 is going to gradually roll out this summer. They haven't set an exact date for it yet, but we're looking in the July, month of July time frame, where new computers that have Windows on it will start coming shipped with Windows 10. And then regular users like us will be able to upgrade for free for a year to try it out from, you know, what we're currently using, Windows 7 or Windows 8 or 8.1. So Windows 10 is coming, and we're a couple months away.
Have you been able to read anything about any speculation about what the operating system will be like when it hits computers?
Yeah, well, they say it's going to be better than Windows 8, but what is it better than Windows 8? we'll talk about a few of these features. One is there's going to be a new browser, internet browser attached to it that's it's lighter and a little more efficient and safer than using Internet Explorer, which a lot of people are going to like. And, you know, I've been telling people for years, don't use Internet Explorer because it's easy to be compromised if you're using it on public Wi-Fi or anywhere, really. So the new browser is Edge, and it's getting rave reviews from people that have tried it so far. And Microsoft's really getting everyone excited about the new browser coming out.
I'm looking at the logo for the Edge browser, and I'm wondering how much money they spent paying a graphic design firm to come up with that E.
I hope they didn't pay a lot of money, because Microsoft has a lot of internal employees, I'm sure. I'm sure they have an art department internally there where somebody maybe they put the paintbrush on the tail or the trunk of the elephant, and then they start painting. That maybe they could have got an E from maybe an elephant painting, something like that.
Talking with Rick Limpert here on 640 WGST. Be sure to follow him on Twitter. His handle, Rick Roswell. Talk about some of the new apps that are going to pop up in Windows 10.
Well, with all Windows versions, there's, you know, apps that are built internally into the operating system. So you have your Paint and your WordPad, but you don't really know when to use those apps for specific tasks. With Windows 10, you'll be able to type in kind of what task you're trying to do or what you need help with, and then they will recommend one of the Windows 10 apps that's currently built into the operating system for you. This is, you know, it's getting a little more user-friendly. They're not assuming you know everything. There's lots of new users that'll be for Windows 10, and they're trying to make an operating system really that fits for everybody. Whether they succeed in that, we'll find out, but at least they're trying some new things.
One complaint I have, and I know other people have, and you might as well, sometimes these operating systems and on our phones too, some of the stuff can be really over-intuitive with all sorts of windows popping up and little suggestions. Do you expect Windows 10 to be riddled with that, or are they going to try and make it a little bit more simple?
Well, Windows, if you're getting that, if you buy a new laptop and you're getting a lot of those pop-up windows and things you normally wouldn't expect, that's usually not a Windows problem. That is added on from the manufacturer of usually the laptop or the computer that you're buying. So I call it, you know, bloatware. Other people call it other things. So if you buy an HP computer or, an Acer computer, they're loading sometimes their own little software packets out of there that they're paid to do. So you really can't blame, you can blame Microsoft for a lot of things, you really can't blame them for that.
So a lot of times it's the retailer perhaps sticking all that extra stuff on there.
The retailer, like a place like Fry's or online retailers, or the manufacturer of the laptop, your Acer, your Asus, your HP.
Okay, so what is it going to cost Windows 10 when we're able to get it?
They haven't decided that yet. You're going to get it free for a year. So you can upgrade. You'll come July, you'll be able to upgrade your current Windows for a year for free. And then they haven't said what it's going to cost. It's probably going to be a yearly charge, maybe. Or if they come out with a new operating system in 2016, you know, you'll have free use of Windows 10 for a year before you go on to the next one. So Windows realizes that they've been nickel and diming people to death for decades, really. So they're giving us a gift for once. We're getting a free upgrade or a free load of Windows 10 for at least a year.
Do you think that with this upgrade they have any objective or any hopes at all of converting Mac people, or are both Mac and Windows people kind of in their own camps and they're not going to budge? Windows may be hoping to just put their chips on people who are just regular consumers who are undecided at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know if they're trying to convert people. I think down in the last year or so, we have segregated camps. We have your Windows people, we have your Apple people. They're kind of coexisting a little bit right now, but where Windows really shines, the bulk of Windows users are in the enterprise sector. So businesses, government agencies, government departments, banks, big businesses like that, they're all using versions of Windows. It's Windows 10, they're hoping that a lot of the enterprise customers will see a benefit too. And then your Apple users are, your that other segment of the population. You have a lot of designers and, people that are Apple fans. So right now they're coexisting pretty well. Windows 10 is really catering more to the hardcore Windows user.
Well, hopefully Windows 10 will include some apps that will back up email, and maybe we can make sure that Hillary Clinton gets a copy of Windows 10 and she won't run into all these problems.
Her and her campaign should get the first copy of Windows 10. And then the copy of the browser and everything else. I don't get political with you. We talk tech.
Well, I'll have to get a copy to Lois Lerner as well over at the IRS. We'll see if she can use a copy. Rick Lippert, anything else coming up this weekend sports-wise? What are you into this weekend? We got a bunch of NBA games and some hockey as well. What's going on in the sports world?
Well, yeah, NBA. I've been actually following the hockey closer than the NBA. There's been some really exciting games in the hockey. I'm a Blackhawks fan, and they just advanced last night. So the hockey's pretty exciting. We really missed something in this city, Sully, and not having the Thrashers or an NHL team anymore. The hockey, Stanley Cup playoffs, to me, are one of the top five most exciting sporting events in the country. So we're missing out on that here now in Atlanta.
Yeah, I watched some of that game last night, listening to Doc Emrick there on NBC Sports, Chicago Blackhawks. Not making it look easy, but definitely the superior team in comparison to the Minnesota Wild. Good stuff coming up in the NBA, of course, with the Hawks in Washington and the Braves on the road in Washington is too this weekend, taking on the Nationals. Rick Lippert, we have him on every Friday just after 1 o'clock talking tech. I work in a little politics. Rick never takes the bait. And that's what we do every Friday here on 640 WGST. Rick, hope you have a great weekend, man.
You too, Sully. Enjoy some time outside, and we'll talk to you next week.
Rick Lempert, Talk Radio 640 WGST. You're listening to The Sully Show. Smoke on the Lake is where we are, and we'll be back right after this. After this week, I want to talk some